I like to play me latest chart topper. It's called Me Fans Are Stupid Pigs.
The following training video contains performances by highly trained professional criminals.
I think the message to psychos, fanatics, murderers, nutcases all over the world is do not mess with suburbanites because, frankly, we're just not going to take it anymore.
What are you doing out in the middle of nowhere?
Well, I had to be at that there crossroads last midnight. Sell my soul to the devil.
What did the devil give you for your soul, Tommy?
Well, he taught me to play this here guitar real good.
Podcasting live from the Nut House basement down by the river across the street from the water treatment plant in lovely Lawrence, Kansas. You are listening to Sunglasses After Dark. Our special guest DJ this podcast is Jeff Rosenstock. You know him from the Arrogant Sons of Bitches. You know him from Bomb the Music Industry, and you know him because his new album, We Cool, out now on Side One Dummy Records, debuted on the Billboard charts, number 7 on Heat Seekers, number 43 on the Rock charts, and number 157 on the top 200 current album charts when it came out a couple weeks ago. That's impressive. He is currently out on tour with Chumped, the Smith Street Band, and Andrew Jackson Jihad, and he is probably coming through your town. We are definitely looking forward to seeing him next week at the Granada. So we did an interview with him for the Kansas City Pitch, and we asked him some questions about music he's listening to, and obviously he's got some great recommendations. So we're going to get into that, and we're going to hear some things that he has to say and some music he has to play, and we'll be back to talk about it and thank him at the end of all of this. So without further ado, here's Jeff Rosenstock playing guest DJ here on Sunglasses After Dark.
What is the first song that you heard that, like, blew your mind? That you just, like, made you sit up and go, wait, what?
I, it's a tie, I think, between the song Rock On by Michael Damian.
Yes.
Because I remember a memory of, like, it was like 4 o'clock in the morning, and I was like, just old enough to walk, and walking like into the living room of my parents' house, and turning on the TV and turning on MTV, and Rock On, the video for Rock On was on, and I was just like standing there, like sing along to it, dancing it as a little kid, and my parents were like, whoa, this kid likes music. And then the song My Prerogative by Bobby Brown. I had a babysitter named Sean when I was a kid, and he liked Bobby Brown a lot, and like he was listening to that song, and I was just like, I loved it, and I was just like I just remember like running around my backyard, like making up my own Bobby Brown style songs about like Blockbuster Video and shit like that when I was a little kid. So probably those two songs, definitely those two songs. Very punk stuff.
say I'm crazy. I really don't care. That's my prerogative. They say I'm nasty, but I don't give a damn. Getting girls is how I live. Some ask me questions. Why am I so real? But they don't understand me. I really don't know the deal about a brother trying hard to make it right. Not long ago, before I win this fight, say,
everybody's talking all this stuff about me. Why don't they just let me live?
Tell me why.
I don't need permission, make my own decisions.
Oh!
That's my prerogative.
It's my prerogative.
It's the way that I want to live.
It's my prerogative.
I can do just what I feel.
It's my prerogative.
Nobody can tell me what to do.
It's my life.
Cause what are you doing? I'm doing for you now.
Don't get me wrong, I'm really not stupid. Eagle trips is not my thing. All these strange relationships really gets me down. I see nothing wrong with spreading myself around.
Everybody's talking all this stuff about me.
Yeah.
What was the song that you heard that either, like, made you want to make music or made you, like, realize that you could make music?
Well, I mean, honestly, probably my prerogative for like, wanting to make music, I think later on in a way that I could make music, the record Sparkle and Fade by Everclear, like that was a record that I learned how to play guitar to, and it seemed not super simple, but it still seemed easy enough to play, and I would play along to that. And in the very, 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 very early days of ASOB, it was like part trying to play ska stuff because we were all really into the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones, but all the stuff that we could like pull off as 13 or 14 year olds was all like Everclear ripoff shit.
I used to know a girl, she had two pierced nipples and a black tattoo. We drink that Mexican beer, we live on Mexican food. Yeah, I wish I could.
Really new and really vibrant and vital and loud and energetic and stuff. So yeah, that's a lot of the stuff that I've been listening to lately. And the Cribs put out a new record, and they're one of my favorite bands. So I just heard that for the first time yesterday, and I'm pretty stoked on it.
How many people rise and say, my brain's so awfully glad to be here for yet another mindless day. Now I've got all morning to obsessively accrue small nation of meaningful objects, and they've gotta represent me too. By this afternoon I'll live in debt, and by tomorrow be replaced by children. How many people rise and think, oh good, the stranger's body's still here, our arrangement hasn't changed. Now I've got a lifetime to consider all the ways I grow more disappointing to you as my beauty warps and fades. I suspect you feel the same. When I was young, I dreamt of a passionate obligation to a roommate. Is this the part where I get all I ever wanted? Who said that? Can I get my money back? Just a little bored in the USA. Oh, just a little bored in the USA. Save me, white Jesus, bored in the USA. Oh, they gave me a useless education. Subprime loan. My prescription's filled. Now I can't get off, but I can kind of deal. Oh, with being bored in the USA. Oh, just a little bored. Save me, President Jesus, I'm bored in the USA. How did it happen? Bored in the USA. Oh. We'll be right back.
talked about like how there's kind of an always ban in your house.
Yeah.
But now that you're getting ready to go on tour, and given that you tour so much, like what's like the music that you listen to while you're driving more than anything else?
It depends. I listen to a lot of new stuff. I mean, I'm sure I'm going to be listening to a lot of that, like that new Father John Misty, the new Slater Kinney record, the new Cribs record, that Kendrick Lamar record that came out yesterday. Like, I'm just excited about hearing that. I'm excited about hearing the Courtney Barnett record. But like, for the most part, aside from like listening to new stuff and listening to shit that friends of mine recommended or whatever, like I still listen to a lot of just like, you know, the like ska punk stuff. Like, I still listen to MU330 and the Chinkies a lot while I'm driving, and Operation Ivy. I always kind of go back to that because it's energetic and fun, and because I know a lot of it, you know, and like pop punk, like, you know, just general, like the Muffs, Green Day, Bikini Kill. That's kind of like the stuff I listen to. It's like, yeah, let's get stoked, you know. But it all depends on driving. It's like if you're tired, or if you're awake, or like it's nighttime, it's daytime. It's just like listening to records at home, you know. And it's fun because you could actually listen to them and not feel distracted by all the shit in your house. Listen to a lot of Modest Mouse while driving. I feel like they're a good driving band. Me and, like, in the band, not the band that's going on tour, but with the drummer who lives in New York, Tim, like, we've, for some reason, been just, and none of us listen to this stuff all that intently on our own, but, like, it seems like we've only been listening to, like, every Pearl Jam record or every Red Hot Chili Peppers record, or, like we listen to, like, some band from that we liked when we were in, like, junior high, and we've been listening to every single record of Stannis on a Drive, just being like, this part rules, this part's so gross, what are all those bongos doing in there, you know?
Well, I got cold, missing the things I should have had. Well, how was I to know that you wouldn't be late? As far as I am concerned, I'll pull my heart back where you see nothing about how I feel. When I was down, you were the one I wanted. When I was down, you were the one I needed. I should have been feeling the delay for your feelings. I should have been feeling the delay for your feelings. Now I'm sorry for the time I spent pulling out by your side.
Another angry man, he goes to war. homicide. Can't get you the rhythm on a beat up on my side.
Time for some more freaky back up.
Yeah, one thing that I can depend on.
Time for some more freaky back up.
Right, one thing that I can depend on.
Yeah. Time for some more freaky back up.
Right, one thing that I can depend on.
Time for some more freaky back up.
Yeah.
So finally, like, what's your favorite song to like get up there and play?
My favorite one that we're playing right now is You and Weird Cities off the new record. That's been a lot of fun to play. That's been really fun. That kind of came together in a nice way, and it's got a lot of complicated stuff going on. And the fact that we figured out how to do it like 80% of the way, it's really fun. It's been really fun to play that live. And yeah, aside from that, any cover song, any time that I like try and throw the people in my band a curveball by like playing some Foo Fighters song or something, and everybody catches on, and we're just all in it and playing This Is a Call or something, that is the best moment of my day. That's the most fun ever. It's just playing songs that we haven't practiced, and if they're even half pulled off, it's just like, fuck yeah, this is the best.
Oh man, Jeff, thank you so much for taking time out of your day to talk to me. I really appreciate it. This
yeah, no problem. Thanks a lot.
Phil's living up in Chicago. Maddie's working hard in Ohio. Dixie and Chris are very far away. Johnny and the Rick are in Michigan. We try to see each other whenever we can. There's only so many days we can stay. I'm always getting high when no one is around. Nothing makes me child. Nothing makes
again, super big thanks to Jeff Rosenstock for taking time to play guest DJ with us here on Sunglasses After Dark. We'll be back in 2 weeks with Karina Denneke from Dancehall Crashers. She'll be talking about her new solo album and playing some very interesting songs for us, and I'm really looking forward to that. It's going to be definitely a different show. And yeah, so as always, you can find me on Twitter at NuthousePunks, where I tweet obsessively about all kinds of things. You can find this podcast and many other things at rockstarjournalist.com, where I blog about tangible things in an age of digital ephemera. Tell your friends with bands and record labels to send me music for play on this podcast and review on the site, and tell your friends who put out zines and things like that. Then I'd also like to talk to them about all of those things. And until next time, thanks for listening.